Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 205. Happy Wednesday to you. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Sue Thomas is with us for a while. Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. Thank you to Ellen Leffler, who made my mom's chocolate chip cookies and posted a picture on our social media.
Oh, that is so nice. I'm going to go in and look at that.
And you know what? Here's the thing. I can tell my mom's cookies from other chocolate chip cookies because they're made from scratch.
Yep.
So they don't look like Chips Ahoy. They don't look like Mrs. Fields. They look like grandma's cookies.
And she uses shortening instead of butter, which is a different look as well. Hello? Anyone? Did you notice that? Anyone?
You're ahead of me on the baking thing.
I was also going to say a listener, Bernadette, also is making your mom's cookies.
I think the Glover clan will be doing that Saturday.
Lovely picture of the dough.
Oh, that's really sweet. Oh, that's a good picture. Oh, yeah. Dang it. No,
it's
I'm
good looking
hungry.
Dough.
My mom had several go-to cookies. She had, we always called them the chow mein cookies because they're made with chow mein noodles. They're yes. butterscotchy and peanut yes. buttery. Those are my favorite.
Oh, those are good.
And then the malted milk ball in the white with the powder on them.
Oh, I never had them.
Oh, they're great. And then the Hello Dollies, which are magic bars. They're like coconut and chocolate and graham crackers. So my niece, Aura, texted me last night and said, do you have all those recipes? And I do.
Oh, good.
And so she's going to make them all for all of this for Christmas.
Oh, that's really sweet. Isn't that cool? Yes. That really is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, I want to see that. Is that Facebook, Andrew?
The yes. Peoples? Yeah, they can all be found on our Facebook.
Okay.
And we're huge on Twitter. I don't know if you know this, but we have recently added 50 people.
Have you?
Yeah.
Well. DGS on Camo X.
It's what they call viral. So. So let's talk a little bit about Colin Brown passing away. I don't know if you heard this, Sue, but the young 16-year-old hockey player who was hit by the stray bullet passed away.
I didn't know that.
We just found out from the police.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's just beyond words.
It is. He's with his dad doing a hockey game.
All-American.
Everybody's happy. You're just driving down the road. And I know that it was, 55 near Loughborough, which
yeah.
I am
You're very
familiar with that area. And they had asked all the neighbors in that area to send any ring video, any kind of anything. And apparently people were really doing that.
Good.
And so they did do some really good reaching out to people to try to get. So hopefully they will find what happened.
I've gotten a little Mark Cox on this kind of stuff that I no longer care. I hate to use that word, but I no longer care about deterrence because I don't think it works. I think if you are capable of being a teenager, it's probably a teenager who shot Colin. If you're capable of handling a gun and pointing it at another human and pulling the trigger, I don't care that much about you. Mm. And I think that all we can do is catch people who do it and put them away from the rest of us.
Don't you think that in itself is a deterrent? I mean, recently, a lot of that hasn't happened, at least in the city. We worry about what's the background of the person who shot or what's the, instead of what is the action. But it would be nice to reverse some crime by that.
Yeah, just by putting them
just
somewhere
by
else.
Actually doing something
about it.
Yeah,
making them go away.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's no good way to lose a 16-year-old, but that's an especially frustrating, maddening, wasteful, stupid way. Like, whoever did this, and they may not even know that they did it. They, maybe they put two and two together, but I don't know.
It's awful.
Having kids and having a teenager and having a friend who lost one to cancer, I don't know. It's no words unimaginable.
Yeah.
Rach, any thoughts?
You know, I'm just thinking that I don't want this to be what our city is known for.
Right.
But unfortunately, this and then, you know, Janae Edmondson was a horrible thing that happened in recent years. You hate to see these terrible things happen to children. And that's all everybody can talk about because it's such a horrible problem that needs to be addressed. But we can't seem to address it.
Yeah.
We can't seem to figure it out. And you know, you just cringe and brace for the next terrible thing to happen.
I wish I didn't feel it so much when I said say things like, I don't care about the people who perpetrate these crimes. I don't. I'm cold.
Yep.
I don't care about the person who took that girl's legs. I don't care what happens to them. Mm-hmm. Leave them in prison for the rest of their life. Treat them poorly. I don't care. I just don't care. I feel like you punch your human card when you do something like that. You know, we've all done stuff, but there are certain lines that you cross that I just no longer care.
Yeah.
I used to, and then for a long time, I think I pretended I did, and now I just don't have anything left in me that, and I'm sure if I met the person, I would feel differently if I heard their story, but I'm pretty happy in my little hate nest right now.
Mm. It's understandable, and there's been a lot of it, and I think that pushes you farther into the nest, the hate nest, unfortunately.
And, you know, perception really is reality when it comes to this, because the numbers I am seeing are good for the city of St. Louis. The crime numbers are down.
No way.
But when you hear about these cases, it only takes a couple of these cases to make everyone out there outside of St. Louis proper ever want to come down here for anything other than a sporting event or a concert where there are going to be tens of thousands of people.
Yes, and if crime is not dealt with, then it's not going to change.
And if crime's not dealt with, it's going to remain a ghost town.
Yep.
From a business standpoint.
And really, as the city goes, so goes the region. This is the anchor of it. People, we had a guy on, I guess yesterday, talking about different populations of the city and of the county. And the county, St. Louis County, too, is losing people. And a lot of it is that it's aging out. And it's difficult to find housing that's affordable to young families. I mean, it's a giant thing.
Yeah.
But crime is an issue that it seems to be unaddressed, at least in the city. But when you go on vacation and when people say they are unfamiliar, if you said, oh, I'm from St. Charles, no one knows what that means in the rest of the country. What they know is St. Louis. Yeah. And so as this city goes, so goes the area. So we need to be focused on all of it rather than this is my little section. Here's your little section. We are all one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember flying somewhere about a month or two after the Michael Brown riots. And the guy next to me said, you heading home or you heading out of home? I said, no, I'm from St. Louis. And he looked out the window like he was going to see something. And he was like, man, is it as bad as ever? You know, like that was his... That was his reaction.
Great.
Is it as bad as everyone says?
Ugh.
And then I had a pretty good conversation with him where I'm like, you know, it's really not. And I told him about the difference between St. Louis and St. Louis and, you know, but. And even downtown. I mean, we're downtowners, right? We're here every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And Rach and I always go for our walks. And we, at least once a week, we'll just lament to each other. It's so sad. Because it's not a wasteland.
No.
It's not an unattractive city. Mm-mm. We have a lot of great things. City Garden and Keener Plaza and the riverfront and all the great things that we have.
Yep. Soldiers Memorial.
It's like if you take a really great mall and no one goes to it for 5 years.
Yeah.
It's going to look different when you come back.
Yep. Crime has got to be addressed. But that's my drumbeat.
Anything else on that?
Well, even people in my little area of the city, which is usually okay, I was out walking the dogs today, and a guy who has a kind of a muscle car had his window knocked out, and that's probably the second or third time I've seen that in a couple of years. I mean, how many times do you have to deal with that?
Mm.
And it's just because we don't have enough people to be preventative. There are not enough police to go around to watch out and catch those people. It's frustrating. It's extremely frustrating.
Different world, but did you see the stuff that's happening here in our parking garage?
Oh, no.
The guy with the sticker?
Yeah.
I heard about this yesterday.
I heard about this.
Right. So you're walking out of our place, and over to your left are those two spots.
Yes.
One is disabled parking, one is not.
Yeah.
And two of our coworkers in the last 2 days parked in the one that is not, and someone put a big bumper sticker on their front windshield saying, "I park in disabled spaces."
But it's not.
And they couldn't get it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's some sort of special sticker that you just can't get it off.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
I saw Maria was parked out there yesterday, and I went to her, and I'm like, this is going to sound insane, but you should probably move your car.
Oh my gosh, who would do that? I mean, it's not a garage official, I assume.
No, we checked with the garage. They think that maybe it's a resident, because there's an apartment building here.
We've got video, I'm guessing.
I don't
Somebody
think we have very good
that?
Video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's been... Consulting the video, I don't think, has helped figure out.
Oh, that's a bummer.
But it's, I mean, it's a couple people here.
Is it on the windshield? Is that where they put it? Where do they? Oh,
right,
that's
on the windshield.
Horrible.
So the same spot where the guy rifled through my Jeep. Remember a few years ago?
Uh-huh.
And then his defense was, okay, you got me. It wasn't me. I saw the guy do it because I was pooping in the corner by that Jeep.
That's right.
I seen it.
The greatest legal defense in my illustrious history.
And the police were like, "All right, well, have a good day, sir."
Yeah,
he's
like, "I even saw where the guy put his car keys." They're like, "Where?" And he's like, "In that bush right there,
bush over there,
like the one you're hiding behind." Like, yeah,
yeah.
I was looking for them to make it easier on you.
Of course,
I was hanging out
you're
in this
welcome.
Bush, and suddenly some keys hit me in the side of the head.
Did I mention I was pooping?
Well, that story is a delight.
Yeah. In the police report, it actually said no feces was found.
Oh, did it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that's thorough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I got that in my museum somewhere. 223 DGS on KMOX. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Hope you all have a great weekend. So, Rach, you can't wear green face makeup to see Wicked?
Not at AMC theaters. There are quite a few videos of people on social media scrubbing their faces in the AMC bathroom to get the green face paint off because they're dressing as, I assume, the Wicked Witch of the West. They want to cosplay and show up as her to see Wicked.
What's the problem?
AMC says you are not allowed to have facial coverings in their theaters, and that includes face paint. So
they need to shut
up. It's kind of a PSA. Don't show up with a green face.
Don't
you
think they need to shut up? Like, I understand why you would want to be protective of people and don't bring a firearm in or even a fake firearm or don't dress up like John Wick because you might scare people, but painting your face green?
Yeah, that one I don't really see.
That's a color.
Yeah, I don't really see a big problem with green face paint.
As long as people don't sing, I'm all with them on no sing. But face paint, I don't really get.
Yeah, Dwayne The Rock Johnson just came out. He's so annoying. Why am I so pissy today?
Because it's
like I'm almost off for 4 days, but I'm just pissy. But he came out and said, like, let people sing. They're paying their money.
No.
They're buying their ticket.
No.
Let's say I was paying to see the movie. I didn't pay to hear the person next to me sing.
Thank you.
And when was the last time he went to a movie theater with people singing and stuff? Wearing green.
Yeah, probably a long time.
Wearing green
face
paint.
You're right, though, Andrew. He doesn't know what the people face.
Tomfoolery.
I do wonder, though, because I saw this on TMZ, and they said, oh, no, it's just part of the rule, no facial coverings. But does that mean you're not allowed to wear a face mask? Like a COVID mask?
I think
or
you
something?
Have to be able to.
Yeah, see, that's where it's confusing. It's like, so you can't paint
and
your face.
And a mask,
I don't think you have to be able
why
to.
Why
right?
would you have to be able to wear
I
a
I don't
mask.
Think you have to be able to. I think they're allowed to.
So even if you're like immune compromised and you're like, oh, I'm just being super safe, they say like you can't have a facial covering.
Well, it
I
sounds
think they're
like
allowed.
It.
I think not to be like, well, it's a private business kind of guy or whatever, but I think as a private business, I think they can
I
make
think
their
that
own
would be pretty bad
stuff.
Business, though, because there are people out there that are kids with cancer. And
I have heard of restaurants like lately in the past couple of months throwing people out.
It's a big change
because they're wearing masks or whatever and they don't like it or, you know, what have you. Now, I'm sure I'm sure if you're clearly wearing like a medical mask and they're like, ah, you're not supposed to wear a mask, and they go, oh, I'm immune compromised, I'm very sick, whatever, I'm sure you can come to some kind of an agreement.
Right. But if they say no covering, that sounds like a covering, certainly more so than green paint.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, that's more of like identity concealing than green paint.
Right.
Speaking of the Wicked Witch, Margaret Hamilton, the original Wicked Witch, was only on screen for 12 minutes.
Oh, wow.
And made that much of an impact. Mm,
she was spooky.
Now, there's a green. Wicked Witch green should be a Crayola.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was... Yeah. And the movie's being criticized because, remember how vivid The Wizard of Oz was?
Oh, yeah.
They thought it would be like that, but it's intentionally muted.
Mm-hmm.
The colors are muted.
Why?
And people are mad.
Why did they...
They wanted to differentiate themselves from the original Wizard of Oz.
Oh. Mm. Well, yeah, because we would have been confused. What?
I thought Ariana Grande and Julie Garland
right?
were the same.
I would have, yeah, given that yeah. away.
Do they have flying monkeys? I haven't seen it. Are there flying monkeys in Wicked?
I'm not sure.
All right. No idea.
I've never seen the play.
I don't know really anything about Wicked. I know very little about it.
Yeah.
You can go see it?
Yeah. I am probably going to go see it. I like musicals. And I've always kind of wanted to see Wicked. I've just never made it
yeah.
to any situation where it was.
Yeah. I'll watch it when musicals. It hits Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Although I'm sure it's one of those you should probably see on the big screen.
Probably.
I wouldn't be too worried about it. I can't really do that anymore. I don't really have that speed anymore. That's like, I have to see this on the biggest screen. But it's like, shut up. It's all the same. Be a grown up.
A lot of telling people to shut up today.
I don't know.
I blame myself. Goes from the top down. Dave's pissy. Everyone just gets in a bad mood. What are you going to do?
I was going to say, I'm really thankful for all of you guys this Thanksgiving.
I am too.
There's a hard left turn.
I am too. I mean, I was going to save it until it got brought up.
by whom?
Brown knows about it, but yeah, I'm happy.
No, I wanted to say it at lunch, but then I was like, don't be lame. Just say it on the show.
Don't be lame.
It's less intimidating to say it into a microphone.
In yes, front of 100,000 people.
Well, that's awfully nice.
Yes.
And thank you.
I am. I'm thankful to work with all you guys and get to hang out with you guys. And
it's pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
Yeah. It is easier to do this stuff on the radio, though, because you know that you can't get a bad reaction.
Yeah.
Like, you know that no one's
shut
up.
I'm not, like, afraid of a bad reaction.
Right. How bad
like,
was
Dave's
that going to go?
Dave's going to be like, shut up and, like, smack my books out of my hand.
I was going to tell you to shut up if you said it at lunch.
Welcome back, 233. Can I try and tell that story? It's so sweet. So, one of my two hospice patients is emergent. She's in the final stage. And I was just checking with one of my people over there, one of my fellow volunteers, because I didn't get to be with her last night. I was with her the night before. But try not to cry. I already cried. And she said it's so hard to type this without crying, but she wanted me to tell you, one, she's very tired.
Oh, Dave.
And two, you're really fun. So sweet.
Well, you understand, of course, that you're in her final thoughts and it's positive, and that means that you have helped her in mm-hmm. some way. You should be proud of yourself.
And you are fun. You probably brought a lot of fun to
yes.
her.
Yes.
Very recently.
Told her lots of good stories that made her very happy.
Exactly. That's a gift that you have given her.
So sweet. Just so sweet. Yeah.
Think of how much different the last couple of weeks would have been for her if she didn't have you.
Well, it's not like I was there all the time.
But you were there enough.
Yeah.
You were there a lot.
Yeah.
Obviously enough that it made an impact.
Yeah. That's so cool. I just wanted to share that since I've been sharing everything. And since it's a big Thanksgiving for me, for it's without mom. So it's also emotional. Everything's so emotional for a Skanksgiving. It's supposed to be easy breezy. Guns and hoses. Dressing slutty.
Well.
At least I still get to dress slutty tonight.
Yeah, those two things can still go together.
I'm by myself, which makes it weird, but I'll have a good time.
Skank it up for yourself.
I'll have fun picking it out.
That's right.
This looks pretty risque. This would shock the senses. Do guys dress slutty? Is that a thing?
You know, there's a popular meme format that's like, oh, liking cats is the sluttiest thing a man can do.
What?
It's just like anything you like about a guy, you can say like, that's the most, you know, I'm reluctant to continuously say it on the radio, but we all get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's a meme format these days. You see on Twitter a lot, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
It's less about the dressing, more about the acting, right?
The attitude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I know nothing of it, and I'm a little bit puzzled.
Comes from the heart.
Yeah, you don't.
I don't want
to
get in there.
Certainly don't need to know.
All right. I hate to always do stuff like this, but isn't it wrong that it's like, oh, no, guys can't dress like that, but women can, and we can label them with whatever we like. Like, isn't that the worst?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm just curious. I was really curious if there is a look for guys.
Yeah, if there's like a way to do it.
That's considered like, oh, he's trying.
Because when we say that about a way a woman is dressed, I think most of us get like a mental image of what that would look like.
But it's like, it's impossible for men.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
There are some that will unbutton the shirt a little low.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Or in the summer, wear some shorts that are a little short. Uh-huh. But I just can't think
I think both of those count.
Okay, fine. That's all I've got.
I think so.
Saw something today. I thought it was kind of interesting the way it hit me. It was a TikTok, and it was Pearl Jam on David Letterman, when Pearl Jam was huge and David Letterman was huge.
Wow.
And the crowd was going crazy and Eddie Vedder looked good. And then it made me realize, and we talk about stuff like this a lot, but there's just, for everything, there's a season, right? Now, Pearl Jam and David Letterman are only really a big deal to people from our generation, Sue.
That's true.
And it's really only because of nostalgia.
Yeah.
It's not like we're waiting with bated breath the next project that Letterman's going to do or the next album that Pearl Jam's going to come out with.
Yeah.
And like Phoebe, she probably wouldn't know either one of those people.
What do the kids look forward to now? Do they have people that they... I mean, Andrew, Rachel, I know you're not really the kids, but is there something that you think, ooh, because David Letterman was such a big deal. If you found something that was coming up this week, you'd be all ooh about it.
Probably the Rizzler.
The Rizzler, the Costco guys.
I do think it is mostly influencers, though, that capture the youth's attention. Mm-hmm. I can't think of like a talk show host that is, you know, still killing it among Gen Z or something.
Yeah, the personality-based entertainment has kind of all been taken over by like streamers and the like,
wow.
I think.
Do you think it's... I didn't like radio that my mom and dad liked. Like this kind of stuff, it just sounded weird to my ear. Do you think it's more that or just like attention span? Like no one has the attention span to sit through. But I mean, podcasts are still huge.
I just think that we've moved on from the late night talk show format. It obviously still exists.
Yeah.
But everything you're seeing air that night, you've already seen on Twitter.
And it used to be so much.
Yeah.
Like you would tune in to Johnny Carson or Letterman or the later shows. You would get your news and you would get what's cool and what's trending and what you're going to talk about at the water cooler the next day. And you're right. Now it's a tiny sliver of superfluousness. Right? I mean, you've already seen everything that they've got, everything they're going to do.
Yeah, well, you used to look in the TV guide and you'd see, like, you know, the guests for the whole week all lined up.
I wonder how long it'll last before they just, when does that just go away?
Mm-hmm.
And what's next?
Right, and what takes its place? Maybe nothing because it won't be streamed.
It's hard to imagine, going back to our conversation in the first hour about the Costco guys and the Rizzler, it's difficult to imagine it getting dumber.
Yeah.
I guess it can, you know? I guess it can always get more vacuous, but we're getting pretty close to the bottom of the bucket, it seems like.
You wouldn't think we can get much lower.
Well, the new thing is, you know, people will go on podcasts and such, and we've all heard of the Hot Ones podcast where you go and you eat hot wings. Did you see that Kamala's team has come out and said that Hot Ones turned her down for an interview?
What? Wow.
Yeah.
There is no way.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. They're saying that, you know, she put in an interview request and they said no.
Jeez.
What? But does that make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Sue. That would be like the biggest guest that Hot Ones had ever had. But no, they said they declined an interview. I don't know if Hot Ones just wouldn't want to get political like that because he has a lot of mass appeal.
That was kind of my guess when I first read the story, was that probably Sean, whatever, the guy who hosts it, probably was like, I don't want to
go one way or the other.
Yeah, I don't want my show to seem like it's choosing
sides. Did they want to control content, which is what they did a lot? You know, we want to edit it. And this is just a straight shot. My favorite one of those is Halle Berry. Man, bow to the queen. She made it through the whole thing.
Hey, wow.
I mean, it was impressive.
Most people don't.
Yeah.
Do they really struggle?
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen an episode.
Yeah, it can be fun to watch. I'm not like a religious watcher of it, but it is fun to watch if there's somebody that you like on it. And, they just eat the increasingly hotter, you know, hot sauce.
And is that mostly the entertainment, or is the entertainment what they talk about in between, or just the conjunction?
It's the conjunction. It's trying, you know, the fun comes from... trying to answer straight questions
while your mouth is on fire.
While you're like sweating and your mouth is on fire, and you know there's even hotter hot sauces coming up. Like that's what the fun comes from. And they're trying to keep it together as best they can to answer this question about their upcoming movie or what it was like to work with The Rock or whatever. And then meanwhile they're like barely
hanging on.
Yeah, they're like. Rolling around on the floor crying because the hot sauce.
Does it appear as bad as like the chocolate I gave you guys?
I'm sure it's as bad as the.
Oh, I don't think it's that.
You don't think it's that bad?
No.
What was that stuff? Ghost pepper chocolate? What was it?
Something.
Still got some.
Something like that. Man, we might need to bring that back. We might need to.
Do it again?
I could try it again.
No, Andrew.
Could you really?
I might. I was thinking about it the other day. It was, now that I know, because at the time...
What to expect? Yeah.
Well, at the time, I was really scared because I thought it had permanently... Because I didn't taste anything for like a day afterward, and I thought it had permanently damaged my...
Why would you want to try that again?
Because now I know it's fine. It was fine.
You couldn't taste for a day.
Right, you wouldn't do it again, would you?
I would if there was plenty of...
milk?
Yeah, like chocolate milk on hand, because I wouldn't be able to just drink the white milk, but...
Could you taste the day after?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. But I didn't eat as much as Andrew did.
Yeah, that was the other thing. To be clear, if I did it again, I would just take one little square.
One
I would
tab.
Not try the.
Yeah.
I would not do the like six or seven again.
So what did you do this morning that brought you to a new low? The pocket burger?
Yeah, pocket burger. So went by my wife and I ran some errands last night, some pre-Thanksgiving errands. And we just ran through McDonald's on the way home because it was getting late. It was like 6 o'clock, but when it's dark out, it feels like
midnight.
Midnight, so we're like, we gotta get home. So we went through thank God McDonald's is still open. So we went through McDonald's and I got nothing special, just a little meal, nothing big, but I ate it fast, so it filled me up. I didn't eat everything that I ordered because I also ordered just an extra cheeseburger to throw on the side, you know, a side cheeseburger.
Sure.
And so I was like,
An
emergency burger. I was like, I'm more full than I thought I was or would be. And I'm like, well, I'm not going to throw this burger away, though, because it's a perfectly good burger. So I'm going to stick it in my coat pocket. And then when I get home, you know, the night is young. If it gets to be like 9 o'clock and I'm suddenly starving or whatever, I can just throw this in the microwave and eat it. So I get home and I hang the coat on the back of the hammock like I do. And as one does.
Yes.
Sure.
Can I just say on behalf of every woman listening, you are sexy.
I know. Well, wait till you hear
you
about
really
what
happens. You really set the bar high.
Wait till you hear about what happens next. So first thing I do, you know, I wake up, get ready for work, take a shower, all that, and I'm getting ready to
leave
the house.
I have a question. Is it common practice to take one's emergency cheeseburger and put it in one's pocket?
Well,
I thought that was weird, too.
You got to carry it somehow. It wasn't in my pants pocket. It was in my coat pocket.
Why didn't you just put it in a bag?
Yeah.
Why didn't I put it in a bag?
Yes, and carry it like a person
to the
refrigerator.
The bag got all the trash in it and then went into the garbage.
I want to know, is it normal to hang your coat up on the hammock?
Yes, that's where I put my coat.
Okay.
All
right.
Obviously, Dave.
Just swing it on the hammock.
Yeah, doy.
So I was like, and then, of course, you know, one thing led to another. I forgot about the pocket.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah.
Until this morning when I put my coat on to leave
the
house.
Were you excited?
No, because I was like, oh, I can't eat this now. It's been in my pocket all night.
Right.
But I did reach into the pocket, and I was like, oh, there's a whole entire cheeseburger.
Did you think about eating it?
No.
Really?
No, yeah, no. I know they say, like, McDonald's, you can don't still eat it the next morning. See, I knew Sue.
No,
Sue's voice in my head.
Welcome back, DGS. Happy Thanksgiving Eve. Let's celebrate by doing some Craigslist Prices Right.
All right. Yes, this is exciting because Sue's here.
And no one loves it more than Sue.
We haven't played Craigslist in a long time. So I hope you guys like some of the listings that I was able to rustle up for you today. Okay. Let's start out with a headlights used out of DeSoto. Headlights used. They're in good condition.
Sure.
Needs good clean. House pickup, no holds, cash only, no returns. How much are we wanting to pay for these used headlights out of DeSoto?
But it doesn't, like, what vehicle, anything?
There is no information given.
That's a death trap right there. You're going to be a skin suit.
That being said, 12 bucks.
Okay.
12 bucks, that's a good one, Andrew.
40 bucks.
Okay.
I will say 20. $20, Rachel.
Andrew's pretty good at Craigslist prices.
Yeah, right? He is.
He was only $2 over $10 for the used headlights.
Nice job, Andrew.
And you get to go to the guy's house.
And you get to go see his whole setup.
Yeah.
See what he's got going on.
What about a Disney Dogs bundle deal? This is out of St. Peter's. It's in excellent condition. There are DVD and book titles in the lot, including 101 Dalmatians, Air Bud, Lady and the Tramp, and if I'm not mistaken, you get a plushie of the Tramp, Oliver and Company, Santa Buddies, Santa Paws, and Santa Paws on Christmas Island. This is cash only, no holds, no deliveries. Thank you and happy holidays. That's a lot of stuff you're getting there.
Yeah. She seemed mean at first, and then she kind of brought it, you know, like, happy holidays.
What seemed mean?
I don't know.
Maybe just cash, the way
only.
I was
cash only.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cash only. Do not call me.
Come in here with your Venmo.
I'm going to say that valuable bunch of stuff is $30.
Okay.
40 again.
Okay.
I'll go 60.
Sue gets this one. They only want $10 for all this stuff.
They just want people. They just want to meet people.
Yeah,
they're just very lonely.
They're just trying to meet cubed. They're like, I could meet my next spouse this way.
This seems like a really good
Disney dogs.
If I can editorialize a bit, this seems like a really good deal to me. A Budweiser limited edition Kingsford 14.5-inch charcoal grill, and you can get this in Chesterfield.
14.5. Okay.
The make and manufacturer is Budweiser. I think they spelled that wrong. The Budweiser limited edition Kingsford 14.5 charcoal grill is in a new unopened box.
Oh.
So it's just a little charcoal grill with a Budweiser logo on it.
Since you think it's a good deal,
yeah,
I'd say 30.
Okay.
Hundo bucks.
All right.
How much?
I said 100.
All right. I'll say 40.
Dave gets this one. They only want $20 for this.
It's a good deal.
Wow, that is a good deal.
I'm honestly kind of considering it.
Yeah.
That's a super good deal.
There's nothing particularly funny about this listing. I just thought it was kind of cool. A Kodak carousel projector in excellent condition.
I think we had one of those.
So this is an Eastman carousel and 7 slide trays, 140 and 80S0. I'm not sure what that means. Projector is autofocus and is all in pristine condition.
Wow.
I know, old technology. Who needs it? Kodak is gone, but carousels are coming back.
That's really cool. Remember the smell of those days?
Sure do.
I mean, it was a particular odor.
My brother was a photographer, and he had those, and he used to show me photos and scare me.
Oh.
Because he was a street photographer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Bad memories for Dave. it has to be 100. It could be more than that.
20. Are you saying 100?
I'm saying 100.
20.
All right. Well, that leaves me in the middle at 40. I love 40.
Dave gets this one again. They won $150
Dang.
For the carousel. Mm.
Nice job, Dave.
A metal bronze goose duck right here in St. Louis.
Goose duck.
Metal bronze goose duck.
I'm just going to read this as it's listed. Metal letters. Foundry Lay Utah bronze goose duck.
But
approximately 2 pounds.
Can't be both.
I know all the sounds you're making with your face.
Could be a heavy paperweight, a beautiful doorstop, or home decoration. Metal bronze goose duck.
What's a goose duck?
It's a metal bronze goose duck. How can I be more clear?
Is there a picture of this goose duck?
I didn't print out a picture, but it's a goose duck.
Okay.
I don't think this guy knows.
Bear squirrel.
This guy doesn't know which it is, but he's confident it's one of them.
Yes, okay. I think you're right about that. What part of town was that, Rachel?
Just St. Louis. Oh,
profiling.
Yes, 100%. Okay, St. Louis. All
that right. Goose duck is $30.
Okay.
That goose duck is only $15.
Well, that leaves me with 20.
Sue gets it on the nose, $20 for the metal bronze goose duck.
Mm.
Next up, we have a Kelsey holiday celebration doll.
I'm out.
Kind of like Barbie, but her name is Kelsey. Oh. It's in like new condition.
We thought of the Travis.
Yes, we did.
Oh, no.
We thought it was a Jason Kelsey doll.
The girl of Jason. Spelling of Kelsey.
And it's a Barbie? Only a
looks
Kelsey?
Looks like a Barbie, a but her name is Kelsey.
Okay.
$10.
A knockoff Barbie? Where?
Out of St. Louis. They're not giving me a neighborhood.
What'd you say, Dave?
What are you angling for from the neighborhoods?
I don't know.
I think you do.
I'm going to say Kelsey is $8.
Okay.
You're really pinning me in here.
$7.
No.
I think Dave said 10. Right?
I did.
Yeah.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
15 for the Kelsey holiday.
Oh, fair enough. You're killing it.
Let's see here. Colloidal silver unopened out of St. Louis. Source natural brand. Good reputation.
What kind of silver?
It's in a still sealed bottle. Is it colloidal silver? Am I saying that correctly?
You are saying it correctly, but I think that's just like poison. It's like raw mercury.
Well, it
sounds like a goiter.
How do you spell it?
C-O-L-L-O-I-D-A-L.
How much of it?
It doesn't say, but it's in a still sealed bottle.
It can be a topical.
No, don't Google it. It'll give you price ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah. What the hell are you doing over there?
I had to know if they're just
No, you didn't.
Acid. Colloidal silver is probably, I don't know,
$5? $25. $15.
I'm going to give it to Andrew and Sue because it's $10.
Mm.
Well, I would have been closest without going over. But
well, that's true.
Well, it doesn't
Andrew's happen. Really invested in this game today because you gave him a compliment.
I'm very competitive with just this one game.
Dave wins, though. Sunshine. We take.